What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? We are back with some piping hot tea and updates on some of the newest couples from our new season, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! Woo! It's so good to be back.
Welcome back, guys.
What would be our theme?
I feel like it's like the first day of school.
Like, I feel like we're reunited, yeah. And it just feels so good. I'm really happy to be here, guys.
I miss the live chat. Hearing their opinions. Wait. Hearing your guys' opinions.
Is coffee time talk here?
Not right.
Okay, maybe they'll join us.
This is a special.
You're right. This is a special.
It's a special surprise for you guys because we are so excited. We couldn't wait till next week for the new season.
Could not.
So we wanted to just reunite and get updated so that we're all on the same page for next week.
Catch you guys up on some gossip that we have, a little news, plenty of babies and the 90 Day Fiancé family. The baby boom. I'm your girl, Alex. You can follow me all over social media later.
Yes. Hey guys, I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can follow me all over social media
later.
Guys, I followed back because I was like, oh shoot, guys, I'm Linda Antwi, and
I'm so happy to be back. Linda Antwi, I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, so I just really I know a lot of people have already seen the early premiere, but I kind of want to stick to just news and kind of go through the couples. And for anyone that hasn't caught up, yeah, we got you. There's so much that's gone on social media, mainly with the last season that we just did, but some of the couples have carried on to this season. Let's just go ahead and start with one of the OGs. Colton Larissa, the queen, who is against the queen, will die.
My favorite.
Now, y'all, thankfully, no one actually died, but the relationship did. How do you guys feel about that relationship ending?
Okay, I was watching this crap on Instagram, and I was like, someone was about to die. The crap that was going down. That was a lot.
And Larissa and her new man.
She moved fast. Good for her.
The thing is, I think that for me, first of all, you can tell someone's happy when they have such drastic changes in who they are. And I think that for me, when all that drama, physical drama played out, I thought it was scary, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because there was so much going on and I didn't know who was actually hurting who. And I think in no situation is domestic violence okay on anyone's part. Nope. So that part scared me. But the fact that she found true love, or love it seems like now, and she's going through a process of the divorce, and I know we'll talk about that later, I think it's great for her and good on her for looking better, feeling better, and finding the love that she's always wanted.
Yes, because contrary to what a lot of people believe, I do not think that, I feel like he kind of made her look crazy.
Yes!
A lot crazier than she really was. Absolutely. And now we see her who she truly is now.
Yep.
And she's a fun person to follow, and she's just always having fun. She's living life to the fullest. And I like that about her. And sorry, but every time I see Cole, I kind of get a little depressed. I'm just
he was draining. Because he didn't want to spend a dime on her. He wanted to have a trophy wife, but didn't want her to actually be a real person and want real things and need real things.
Yeah, I think he was into this whole image thing. And I've talk to her and stuff, and she's cool. And just after seeing a lot of her videos and seeing a lot of her, we'll talk about her divorce party and everything later.
So
she seems legit, a nice, I don't know. It just didn't seem as can we show the Colt ones first, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
We skip one and we'll go to Colt. His little, shindig. I felt he was trying really hard to prove to us that he was actually okay with how everything went down.
No, he's sad, depressed, and
her party, if we go back one, was actually lit. She was actually having a really good time. His was like putting on like, oh yeah, I'm this cool guy.
John Travolta.
Bachelor.
And you could tell like his was stage. She was live streaming that.
Right.
And just having a good old time because she really has moved on.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
And the one thing I do want to say about Colt v. Larissa is that I don't know if we're going to hear anything else from Colt after this. Like, Larissa, the queen, we're going to see a lot more
the
of her.
The queen will live.
But I don't know, like, who else is interested in him and what he has to say?
I think I kind of am because he's just so goofy, and I just kind of want to, like, just, like, laugh. Because, like I said, I feel like he was manipulating everything and trying to make it seem like she was the crazy one because she is a little feisty. But, like, it's going to be interesting to see, like, what he has to say about everything and kind of to see how like he really feels, because I feel like he's putting on later on. I kind of have a game,
but he enjoys it. You guys, I've talked to some of the cast members, like, he enjoys getting the reactions of people. He enjoys, like, he started posting like after their fights, like joking about it, to like posting like pentagrams like he's a Satanist and doing all this crazy crap, and I'm like, he feeds off of it. Like, he's legit. Like, I don't want to like diagnose him or anything, but I think he legit is like.
And then they get into this, like, little, they're ready to sign the papers.
Yeah.
Where's so, the pen? Ready to sign them papers.
Is there a song? He's doing the feeling cute challenge, right? So he's saying, feeling cute, might sign divorce papers today. I don't know. And then she says, ready to sign the divorce papers with my lovely lawyer, William. So like,
she's just glowing different, too. It's crazy. Okay, and life. She said she got work done. You look great, girl. Glow up. Keep it moving and do you. We love it, girl.
Yes.
I really do like her. So there's nothing Colt can do that will change that. But we have, for our new viewers and everybody, where else can we find us?
Guys, if you are loving what you're hearing, before we move on to the next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us be the ESPN talk. Let me just do this all over again. We just wanted to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
For us to continue to grow, we need your help. If you are on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. We're also on Spotify. So, you know, pop us in, ride with us, ride with us now, ride with us in your car, all that. But no matter where you are, leave a comment so we can get involved with you in conversation. And we love doing that, guys. We love the comments on YouTube. We love the tweets. We love the DMs, all that. So slide on through in our DMs. We will respond.
We will.
Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love to do, especially on the 90 Day Fiancé show. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep on enjoying our shows.
Yes, and we actually do love to actually, like, comment back to you guys, because you guys get heated, and so do we. So this is going to be a fun ride. I want to go ahead and get into Nicole and Azin, and in parentheses I put, and May.
They're a hot couple.
Because we'll see her again, let's be real. She's a part of that relationship. What do you guys think about how this is going to play out? Do you think it's just going to be Nicole just, like, just forcing stuff again?
It's just going to be
the
Nicole.
Whole time.
We're going to see a lot of Nicole and a little bit of Azin. And then you guys saw on the, I don't know if you're mentioning this in the news, but, you know, in the preview, there's no shop going on.
Right. She posted this picture, and it was just of them saying it was a night out on the town. And then, you know, on this picture, the next, this one right here, someone commented and was just basically like, asking her to tell us, like, what's going on. And she's just like, watch the show.
Yeah,
watch
here's the thing. I think that we're not going to see them together again. I think that it's going to be this back and forth, and he's never actually going to make it to the U.S. And I don't think they're going to actually be a couple. I think it's going to be her going to Morocco again, finding out that he spent the money on nothing, and her trying to force him to be with her, and that's it.
Would you say it's a waste of a couple then?
I don't think they're a waste because they're so entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, and Nicole, I think she does have a big heart. I just think that she, from, I'll never forget this from season one, when we first met her, or the first season we met her, when she, her mom said she's like a bull,
yeah,
and she just bulldozes into everything. I think that's who she is, but with a big heart.
Yeah.
And I think that she is just going to keep getting taken for as
you want to laugh.
No, because it's, I like Nicole. I like watching her stuff. Something about her keeps you watching. Okay. And like, she has a lot of followers, a lot of views on her stuff. People like her. And so it's going to keep on. Yeah. And if it's not Asin, it's going to be the next guy she's going to bring in the 90 Day Fiancé world. So,
I don't see how bringing in. Yeah, it's got to be. She's determined. So, it's not going to be.
So do you guys think he took her money and spent it and she just is not, you think that's going
to
be revealed?
Yeah, that's what they asked. They asked her about like what happened to the shop.
Yeah, the shop's like, no,
look at the show.
And then she says she said also kind of something about how they didn't have enough money to have the wedding too.
But that was like we knew about that the last time we saw them, in the last episode, where he was like, we don't have enough money to do this. Right. Even though they did the tasting, even though she did the wedding dress shopping and the fittings and the jewelry, all of a sudden there was no money. But there was money to do this random beauty shop.
Yes.
Like,
then we knew she had no interest in. No, come on, she just did it because she's obsessed with
him. I'm sorry, but I don't look at Azan and be like, ooh, you're a beauty expert.
No. Like, come on. He was like, let me go ahead, you know, make a couple dollars off of this girl and send her back to where she's going to be. FaceTime. I'll keep her interested real quick and I'll still keep getting money. It's smart on your decision, on your behalf, though.
For real.
It's smart. That's how you play the game. Just be with someone that's like in jail. At least she knows.
You think she should switch over to locked up? What is it?
Yeah.
Love after lockup. Yeah. Girl.
Because at least she'll get some sort of visitation, some rights right
something
there.
For real. Like, you have to do the conjugal visit or else I'm not sending you the money.
Right.
So what you gonna do?
But, yeah.
You don't got that many options out there.
Now, we have a new baby alert. Yeah. Quite a few of these. This is Elizabeth and Andre, for anyone just now joining. Another set of new parents. They had a baby girl in January. Her name is Eleanor Louise.
She's adorable.
Super cute.
Let's talk about Elizabeth bounce back. I saw a photo of her recently. She looks phenomenal.
She does look great.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like all these moms just are like really like, I'm like, okay, well, I hope I look this good after having
For real.
Like, it's just quick.
So quick. And it's not like to put pressure on anyone, but like these ladies snap back like it's nothing.
Yep.
I think there is probably pressure on them too because they're on TV and they're documenting all their stuff. And
true.
Not gonna lie.
And they have a lot of trolls.
They do.
Like 90 Day has so many trolls. It's crazy. Like, you would not expect some of the stuff that these people are saying in the comments. It's like crazy. But also so many fans. Like, it's just like really crazy.
I love the GoFundMe. It's just really great. Love them. They keep coming. Keep them coming.
They're like their number one reality show right now. Yep. So you can only imagine how that trickles off.
Yeah. Goodness. That's exciting.
Yeah, should we start a GoFundMe?
But it's pretty scary bringing a kid into this environment, though, I would say.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, I would feel like would refrain from even putting their child on camera, kind of like Ashley does.
Yeah.
And we'll get to her a little later. But I understand that because there's so many people, like, that'll talk negatively about children out there. And,
about
like,
people in general. Yeah. The trolls don't care. Yeah. You put yourself out there, they think you're fair game.
Right.
And I'm curious, though, because are they making a ton of money off this show? And do you think they have, like, the protection they need to, like, stay safe?
I feel like the show is mainly about the publicity you'll get. Like, you can make money off of your social media posts and stuff after. But I feel like they're not getting paid a whole bunch.
Yeah. I mean, we can, if we want
to. That's a little scary.
We could really dig into it. But I think we should save it. But it's something that is an issue for sure.
That would be, okay, so one of these episodes we can, like, kind of dig into. That would be fun.
Are we going to talk about more babies or are we going to move on from
We're going to go to Chantel and Pedro and then we'll get back to into whoever has babies after. But Chantel and Pedro, you guys, they have a show coming out, The Family Chantel, and that is just the funniest name ever.
Did you see this coming? Perfect. They kept it on the DL. Like, this was like, they weren't even, there was no presence really of them on social media.
And
like,
it's out in July. So you guys, pay attention.
It's going to be right after the 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After.
People are tuning in.
I am so excited. I love that the name is all effed up. I love that it's The Family Chantel and that the mom is going to talk slow when she is speaking Spanish. Spanish. And I am excited to see where Pedro goes with this and what that relationship looks like. Mm-hmm. Because if you notice, she's all over social media. He's not so much.
Right.
So it should be interesting to see where they go with the family.
Now, I would love to see if we'll see the mom. Like, I know we'll probably see the sister or whatever, and mainly mostly her family, but I want to go back to the DR. I want some tea.
Oh,
I want
some drama.
Let's go back.
They need the drama. Yes. Like, of course, going to do. At least we'll see them, like, on FaceTime or something, for sure.
That would be great.
Oh, my God. This is going to be fun, too, on Instagram, just watching all their stuff.
The drama.
Now, this is a little downer. I feel like this couple, Ashley and Jay, it's just a lot of drama with this couple. On social media, she just seems kind of like super happy, and then like she's super down, and it's just kind of like hard to tell like what's up.
What's the truth?
But in the clips that I've seen on Instagram of the premiere, it's going down, it's getting a little physical, it's just a lot going on. Like, I really don't know how to feel about this couple. I know you guys are going for them last season, so I'm gonna let y'all take the stage.
There's just been a lot of like lies and stuff and mm-hmm. deceit for the fans and everyone. Yeah. So I don't know what to believe now.
Yeah.
Now that I'm seeing all these things and all the, I mean, the GoFundMes, I hope that was done, you know, for legit health issues and stuff. But I don't know what to think anymore. Like, I look at their stuff and I'm like, are they really getting a divorce? Are they not? Like, I know the divorce papers were filed recently and stuff, but I don't know.
I talked to Ashley.
Uh-huh. What'd she say?
I talked to her, and I think that what we have to all remember is that this is a reality show.
Yeah.
And reality is reality, reality. And I think that it's easy to gain up on and become the online bullies because of what you've heard mm-hmm. and what people are saying. And it's like a snowball effect. Someone says that you're a liar, whether you've lied or not. If someone said it and everyone's saying it, that's who you are. And yes, she's done some things that her fans and everyone else are not appreciative of. Mm-hmm. But I also don't think that she's the villain that people say that she is. And I think that going through any type of relationship, wherever you are, it can't be easy to hear, whether it's true or not, alleged or true, that your husband, your boyfriend, your partner, whoever it is cheating on you, right? So that's the hard part. And we don't know what's true, and I think we're going to probably find out as the season comes up. But I think that for me, I would say, like, let's give people the benefit of the doubt and then form our own opinion.
So you think most of what's going on stems from the problems she's having in her relationship with Jay?
I think that most of it does, and because she's on a reality show and can't say certain things and mm-hmm. can say certain things, that it gets misconstrued. Now, whether she lied or not, I don't know.
Right.
Whether some of the things are true or not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think that we should all keep an open mind and find out for ourselves and make our own decisions from
after
there,
that, yeah.
Rather than just jumping on the bandwagon saying this person's a liar and this person this, it's crazy.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. But we still see a lot of catfights. That's going to be like kind of like
that's 90 days.
Yeah, it is. But like when things get physical, it's just like you said at the beginning. It's just a little like, hold on, wait a minute. But like, I don't know. I need to see how this. I'm gonna do what you said. I'm gonna see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jay gets under my skin too. You guys know that.
Oh,
like, he's just, like, not right. They're on L. Nice.
Aw. Little baby Axel.
You guys want to go ahead and get into Pal and Russ? Another baby. 90-day baby. Also born in January. They named him Axel, and he's just the cutest.
Yeah.
And she just seems so happy. Her and Russ are just, like, ecstatic about this.
I'm curious what kind of drama they're going to have, though.
I don't know.
Ooh, I mean, even if they have, like, switching from being just a couple to being a three and what that looks like being first-time parents
right.
and your parenting style, I think that would be fun to see as well.
That would. See how it changes their lives and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Pal is on her little fitness journey. Well, she always has been, but I mean...
Slay.
I know. Damn, girl.
Get your foot off of our necks. Like, this is just crazy.
Slaying.
Oh, my God. Like, the queen of just snapping
fire.
Back.
Yep.
And it's like, they say it changes your body forever, and she's just rocking it. It's just insane.
All the way.
But we see them a lot on social media, and it's just fun. She's just like, forget the haters. I am who I am.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. Oh, and look, here are new baby gadgets you can go buy.
Yeah.
And, okay. Oh, I'm sexy again. What's up? You know? Yeah. And I just love that she, like, knows how to balance it all. Work. She can still be sexy. She's still, like, a great mom. You know? It's just fun seeing women be able to, like, balance it all.
And I like the journey. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, she is unapologetic of where she was and how hard it is to lose weight and all of that. And watching the journey and her getting to wherever she wants to be, that's so amazing to see as well.
It is. You go, girl. And we'll go ahead and get into our girl, Fernanda, finally 21.
Ooh, 21.
For some reason, I just forgot about, you know how mature she is. Like, I just kind of, like, forgot.
She's
how young she was. She's super mature for her age. And I just forget that she's not with no good anymore. It's just like, I don't know. She's living her best life, though.
Yes.
Modeling, getting gigs, get to the money. We don't have time for feelings.
Both of them are working their butts off.
We do not have time for these men to disappoint us, girl. So I love that she's doing her thing. And then next we have another baby. I forgot this baby's name.
So it's but Pierre.
It's Pierre.
So it's Paul, a beautiful baby.
Super beautiful.
Paul, Carini, and Pierre. And this is their first Easter together. And I thought that it was so adorable. Because look at the little blue bunny suit. And I feel like the three of them just look happy. Like, he looks happy
yeah.
in this photo.
Like genuinely.
Genuinely. Like, I'm a dad. I'm super happy. And we don't really see Carini often on social media, so to see this was, like, really special, I thought.
And she's still in Brazil right now, or is she over here now?
I really don't know. We don't even
know. I know they're filming for, I mean, they're going to be on Happily, right?
My understanding is that
they're filming for it.
Not in the U.S., though.
I don't know.
My understanding is that they're in Brazil, and they're getting paperwork to come back.
Because I've found photos, and they're going to be on an upcoming season, and they are filming.
Yeah, but they're not in the U.S. right now.
Okay, yeah.
They're filming. Oh. So they're not going to be... Well, it can't be Happily then. Just another show.
So it's another... The Nether spin, right? The new spinoff's supposed
to
start soon.
But I could have sworn at one point they said they were done with him.
They were, but they are filming.
They know he's, like, one of the fan favorites. He's, like, crazy, and he's just himself.
That's
so
it.
Go ahead and keep him on. Paul mm-hmm. will bring in the views, period.
That's it.
You gotta keep them, guys.
Okay,
you can't.
I know this baby's
gosh,
name.
So
Alex.
Yes.
Only the best unisex name ever.
He's so cute.
The cutest, and looks just like Steven.
Yeah, he's getting so big. So he celebrated a first birthday.
That's crazy.
Last week. And Richie Alexander, the miracle. And I just think they're so adorable.
They
and I
are.
Think that this is another one where they're all going to be in the U.S. pretty soon, so maybe another spinoff. Who knows?
And I think what's exciting to see about, like, this family is just, like, knowing how he was at the beginning and how kind of, like, he was a little cold. And seeing, like, how warm and fuzzy he is with his family now.
Yeah.
And how he's determined to be a great dad and not to, you know, do what, you know, his parents may have done to him.
Yeah.
It's really fun seeing, like, him transform.
Yeah.
He's, like, really changed.
Yeah.
And I
he
don't
stepped
know.
Into himself.
Just really happy for him
mm-hmm.
and his family and beautiful child. This is a mess.
Girl.
This is a mess.
Listen, when I saw this, I had no more words. So, I don't know. First of all, what do you think of this? Do you think that Ricky and Tariq are trying to extend their 5 minutes?
Absolutely.
So they're kind of having a reality Cinco de Mayo meet and greet / video release party in Miami.
Oh,
and they're
my gosh.
Saying that other cast members from previous 90 days are going to be a part of this.
I wonder who.
And you know what's... The rumor on the street is that there actually are going to be other 90 Day cast members.
Should we go?
But why wouldn't they name them? Because those aren't heavy hitter names. I would drop some heavy hitters on my flyer.
I mean, but come on, Tariq.
It's just funny. I would go quicker for Ricky. Like I would run over there maybe for Ricky just to like
really
laugh.
But remember, Ricky,
have you seen his music video?
No.
You remember Ricky and Courtney were doing that YouTube thing, so I wouldn't be surprised to see her there.
Mm-hmm.
But
did they have ties to anyone else, really?
I mean, not really. But because Ricky has been making such a splash on social media talking crazy, I wouldn't be surprised that people show up just to talk crazy back to him.
They're like holding on for need dear some security. Life. Huh, it's the 90 Day Fiancé stream.
Oh, yeah. They're like, that is so nuts. Funny. I mean, maybe they'll make a comeback on one of the shows. Because, I mean, we felt betrayed and we got into their stories and they're good for television.
I don't know, though. He called out TLC and everything and said bashed them and. Well, other cast members have too.
Okay, but I feel like networks, you know, networks are known to go back on the word clearly because we see, what's his name now with the baby?
Paul.
Yep. Back. So, I mean.
Ashley said they quit the show recently.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, they'll go back. They'll say some crazy stuff. I think it's just because it's just so much put onto you at once. Like, everyone's in your business. Everyone's in your DMs and your comments. And it's just a lot. So you may get stressed and say some things you don't mean. But you're like, okay, wait. I actually need that check. I apologize. You never know.
Guys, do you remember Abby?
Yes.
Okay, so. And
first season.
Yeah.
Didn't she have, like, so multiple men?
Yeah, she had multiple men. Yep. And she's from Haiti. Mm-hmm. And
I liked her, kind of.
Did you? She had a strong game. But she's getting married. She's getting married this December with someone completely, totally different.
Okay.
And I guess more age appropriate, if you want to say that. And so she posted in her questions, like, when is she getting married? At the end of this year. And she is going to get married in London.
Oh.
And she's been with her fiance for only 4 months. So that hasn't changed about her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always been kind of quick on her feet. Is that what we'll say?
Yes, let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
Yep.
Okay, do your thing. If that's what works for you and you're actually going to go through with the marriage in December, let's see if you go, if you walk all the way down that aisle.
Right.
Can we get some
cameras?
Yeah. I mean, if you're on a mission, it's bound to happen. It can fail a couple
times. She's been on a few missions.
Yeah, yeah, but it's bound to happen.
Mission impossible. But
right.
It's like a career.
But those men were, like, old.
Way
so
too old.
So looking at these photos, it might be more appropriate. So she might not, you know, be that runaway bride.
Okay, girl.
Go.
I'm here for
want.
It.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I think that concludes all of our news. But I do kind of want to play a little game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a game. We're going to use our signs in a different way than we usually have.
Okay.
So it's not what would you do or what do you think. It is, are they putting on for the gram?
Okay.
So we're going to go through the couples and you'll tell me if you really think, if you think that they're putting on Instagram and their lives are actually not as good as they seem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Or like the lies.
So
like
are they just putting on for the gram? Like, are they pretending that this is just, they're living their best life and in reality, it's a lot of tea going on behind them closed doors.
Got it.
First couple, Colt and Larissa, which they're not even a couple anymore. But do you think with Larissa's new relationship, do you think she's putting on or is she actually happy? Is she putting on for the gram?
Is
she pretending to be happy for the gram?
No, but I think she's also not talking bad about Colt because of the whole situation and her, so she doesn't get, papers don't go through and stuff like that.
I think she's waiting to sign them papers. She wants that ink to dry before she says anything.
Yeah,
after the ink dries, it's fair game.
But also, do you think that, you know, when you've stepped up your game, when you've stepped up and it's better, then you don't really care about the back stuff. Like, who cares about Colty when she's got a better man, a better life, and she's happier. Like, that's what she's focusing on, the
Absolutely.
Good life.
Do you guys think they're going to be, he's going to be on the show?
I don't know.
On the
we'll
show
see
for
his,
next week?
Not next week, but I mean, like, eventually he's going to join.
Oh, yeah, he's sucked in
will
all
he?
The way. Colty?
No, well, her new man.
Eric. Oh, yeah. Eric.
You think he'll make an appearance?
Yeah, he will.
The 27-year-old.
That'll be fun. So just see how he is.
Yeah, because he's in the music industry, so he's trying to do his thing, too, right? I mean, that's one of the rumors that's out there between the two of them, so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him.
Guys, Tinder works.
Now, Nicole and Azin.
If they're putting on for the gram?
Are they putting on for the gram? I think absolutely. I wish they said absolutely.
Yes. I'm going to write that in. Absolutely,
listen,
yes.
For some reason, the picture that we showed earlier of her, I just feel like that's old. They don't seem to age, so we would never know.
And like,
they don't seem to look different. I mean, he looks a little scraggly, you know, but that's him.
Yeah.
And every couple, whether they're fighting or not fighting, they're doing something. You see something about them and you see them together. You never see this couple together. You see Nicole and May, and that's it.
Yeah. It's just funny. And then, she'll post a picture of them, and it's just like, she's just tuning in for the show. She has not taken pictures with him recently.
That's
let's just
saying.
Be real. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree with you on that one.
Where is Azin? He won't accept my friend request on Instagram.
Does he? Isn't he private? Like, yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't accept anyone.
Pay his bill for his internet.
Oh yeah.
As in,
well, let's go to Elizabeth and Andre. Are they putting on for the gram? I say absolutely no.
Yeah, they're not even really giving us no drama.
They don't give us a lot. No. They're kind of to themselves. It's going to be interesting to kind of be in their world now that they have this child. I don't see him being as aggressive.
No, I don't. I feel like they're like the middle of the road family now.
Yeah.
Like they're just doing the family thing and sticking away with from all the drama.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited to see how he interacts with the baby. I don't know. Just seeing how, like, cold he kind of was when we first, like, saw him. And then maybe he's going to end up being like Steven and just be really this gushy person inside.
He's going to be
especially
amazing.
For a baby girl. Oh, dads always, you know, they get weak for their little baby girls. That's how it goes. It's the name of the game.
And it's always the rough and tough ones that
always
crack the most, that are like, oh, wow, you're really sensitive.
Yeah. It's the rough and tough ones that end up having the girls most of the time.
Yeah.
To, like, kind of get you back down to earth. Yes, they will.
I think it's going to be a lot more of her family drama. Like, they're going to be causing drama. Because what else are we going to get? I mean, her fair dad, his job, you know how they want him to be.
She already
successful.
Has a child, so it's like, what else? Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see their little storyline.
Chantel
and Pedro.
They're not giving us anything on social media.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go with, I don't know. I mean, we know they have a good show. We know there's drama with the family. Are they putting, no, I'm going to change my mind. Yes, they're putting on because we know there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of drama. The mom, as long as the mom is around and in the picture, there's always going to be drama with that family. So they're putting on for the gram, in my opinion.
I don't think so. No? I don't think they're really giving us much, but I think it's like a little tease because they're like, oh, you're not going to see anything about our life. But everyone's wondering what happened to them.
Yeah.
So it's like, keeps us waiting.
Yeah,
mine's
sideways because I dropped my maybe face.
Oh.
I'm going to say maybe. And I think that, like Stacey says, I think they're saving all the drama for the show so you will tune in.
Mm.
So,
because does he even post? Like, he never posts.
He doesn't post like she posts.
Yeah,
but she posts.
And she's
like,
on it. She's getting money for these posts too.
As she should.
Yeah.
As she should.
Collect
it,
girl. You gotta be willing to, you know, do what you gotta do. All right, Ashley and Jay, putting on? Capital yes. Let me put my cap on. Absolutely putting on now. I'm not saying that I don't like this couple, but I just feel like they're kind of doing what you just said Ashley and Chantel and Pedro are doing, where they're not trying to say too much, but Ashley can't help but to say too much and then kind of go back on it. I don't know. But I just feel like they're putting on, and there's a lot, it's a lot deeper than even what we might see on the show. You can't help. When you hurt someone so deep, it's just like, it's always going to be putting on for the Instagram. If they ever put you back on their Instagram, they're putting on a show.
I just think they've been putting on a show the whole time.
I don't think it was the whole time. At the beginning,
dude, using different accounts, like all this different stuff you're getting caught on. Like, I just feel like it's just constant drama to keep it coming.
But at the end of last season,
because it keeps us watching.
It seemed genuine. Like, before things got rocky, like, okay, I started off like, and y'all were like, yay. And then, like, I started feeling them, and then he showed me that I was right all along. I don't know. Your thoughts?
I think they're putting on for the gram, but I think that they are putting on for the gram because they make for good TV. And people are obviously talking about it. And whatever side you land on, like, wherever you land, that's where you land, but you're still talking about them.
And let me say, we'll say something, it's this. Ashley is really great at, like, her fan engagement on her Instagram. Like, do you guys pay attention to her stories?
Oh,
I'm like, oh, this girl is smart. Like, she will get the click. I'll literally just keep clicking. Like, what is she doing? Oh, she hit her daughter's face. Oh, she is promoting this. Oh, she, like, she's actually, like, constantly working.
They're on,
like,
she's 24/7.
And then, are we so-and-so? Did we break up? Like, it's all clickbait, and it's really great.
She's
like,
it's smart. Really great. She's a smart girl.
For engagement.
Good on her.
Now, Pal and Russ, are they putting on, guys?
No.
I do not think they're putting on.
I think they're really in love.
Yeah. Me too. And a lot of people don't want it to be true. Like, Pal, I can't.
Because they're haters.
They're haters. Like, it's actually, like, stop.
Yeah. I love them.
I definitely love them. But that's pretty much it for this episode.
Wait,
this
do
is
you
our
guys
first
see,
news segment.
Wait, Fernanda and Jonathan, are they putting on for the gram?
Did they still count? Are we still talking about them?
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's some weird stuff. Like, he already said, like, he canceled her papers, like, so she can't get her green card. She's fighting out against him and saying, well, I got my lawyer or my immigration lawyer and stuff going on with that. So I'm just wondering, like, I wouldn't be shocked to see them back on the show and come back.
I don't think they're putting on. I don't see her going back, and I would hope
I do.
Not because she just seems like such a, like, and Fisa a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't see her going back.
And Fisa's back, though.
I know, but she
her
just seems like her, like, mentality is more like, she's just, like, very stubborn. Is she a Taurus?
Who?
She's
Latin. We fight.
My girl Fernanda, a Taurus, because I'm a Taurus. And, like, she's, like, very
no, she's just strong. Like, yeah.
I think that she's focusing on her modeling career. And yeah. I think that if the right opportunity and something else in reality, she would take it, but I can't picture her going back to Jonathan at all.
Yeah.
Unless the money was really, really right. Yeah. Because she's making it happen in the modeling world.
And especially
sure.
after he was petty right after. Like, oh, finding a nice bachelor pad and blah, blah. He just wanted to get attention. I'm just like, dude, this is not the way to get your girl back.
Do you think they're going to be back on the show?
No. I don't see them being back on the show.
I think they'll be back.
I really don't. And if I did, it would have been on this show, and it would have been taping them separately, like, we're not to get kind of like we're probably going to do with Colt and Larissa. This would have been, I feel like this would have been the show for them to be on, if anything. I don't know. It's their little niche. If so, I mean, whatever. I guess she's making more money in the modeling world. You never know. But you guys, I hope you enjoyed this special segment we did. Just kind of catch you up on everything. And some of you may have seen, like I said, the premiere, the early premiere, but we'll catch up on the premiere that actually airs this Sunday. But we'll see you guys Wednesday. I'm your girl Alex. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas, and I have an Instagram account at 90 Fiance Now, and I talk to a lot of you guys.
Yes.
And yes, tune in because I get some exclusives from the cast members.
Mm-hmm. Guys, Linda's so girly all across social media. Hit me up. I love hearing from you, and I'm excited for the new season.
Woo! See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.